Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking, bringing you the story of children all over the world. I sit on the bedside table of children all over the world, bringing them adventures that I have, visiting other children all over the world, telling me the stories of their experiences and their days. Well, Gertrude was a happy little girl, and she liked to make believe when she was a child that she had her special comforter. And she was telling me about her special comforter. She said when she was a little girl, she had a special comforter. I said, well, Gertrude, how old are you now? Well, I'm 6. Oh, I see. So when you were a little girl, how old were you when you were a little girl? Well, I was 4. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, now, what was your special comforter that you had when you were 4 years old? I still have it. All right. What was the special comforter you had when you were 4 years old and that you still have? My cat. My cat, Jeannie. Your cat, Jeannie? How is your cat, Jeannie, your special comforter? Well, my cat, Jeannie, always knows when I'm happy and just sort of wiggles around me and purrs and jumps and has fun. And when I'm sad, my cat, Jeannie, comes and wiggles around me and lays in my lap and kisses me and kisses me and kisses me and says, it's okay, it's okay. She's my special comforter. Well, how about that? How did your cat, Jeannie, become your special comforter? Well, one night I was home and I was all by myself. Oh, the other kids were in their rooms in their bed, but I was all by myself in my room. I was all by myself. I see, Jeannie. And what happened when you were all by yourself? Well, the wind started to blow and the trees started to bang against the house. And the rain came down. Oh, what a terrible storm. And I wanted to get up and run into my sister's bed, but I knew that she'd think I was a scaredy cat, so I didn't do it. But I wanted to. And then my friend Jeannie, who was sleeping on the bottom of the bed, she felt that there was something wrong. And she came up and cuddled in my arms. And she said, there, there, Gertrude. All is okay. And I said, oh, good, good, good. And I snuggled her, and I huddled her, and she's my special comforter. She's my make-believe comfort, but my special comforter. Well, why was she your special comforter? What made her so special? I know the storm must have been something very, very big, but the thing is, how was Jeannie your special comforter? Well, Jeannie knew just what to do. She snuggled her head close to mine, and she would lick my cheeks. And then she'd snuggle her head close to mine, and she'd lick my cheeks again. And then she'd curl up in my arms, and she'd sort of slither and slide all over me and just make me feel that I was being really loved. And pretty soon I forgot about the storm, and I just thought about how wonderful Jeannie is. And the more wonderful I thought about Jeannie, the less I thought about the storm. Pretty soon I didn't think about the storm at all. And then I went to sleep. I had good dreams.
You did?
What did you dream about? I dreamt that I had my special comfort with me, and that was Jeannie, and she was lying in my arms, and I was just so comfortable and so peaceful.
Oh, really?
And so then, in the morning when I woke up, I went downstairs, and everybody was talking about the storm. Everybody was saying how terrible it was, and how it knocked trees down, and how it did all sorts of things. And then they turned to me, and they said, Gertrude. I said, yes, Mom. She said, Trudy, how come you didn't get scared? Why is it that you didn't run to your sister's bed and say, I'm scared? Why didn't you do that? I thought you were scared of storms. Well, Mom, I used to be scared of storms. I was scared of storms a lot up to last night. And then I had a special comforter come to me and make me feel all good. And I went sound asleep, and I didn't even hear the storm. You had a special comforter? Who was that? What was that? What was that? Well, what's that comforter that come to you? And the other boys and girls, my brothers and sisters, they were all sort of sitting on the edge of their chair saying, Trudy, who is that special comforter? Trudy, who is that? Who is that? And at first I wasn't going to tell them. I was just going to be myself and have fun. But then I decided, no, I'll tell them. My special comfort is Jeannie. Jeannie? It's just a cat. Oh, yeah. But what a cat. Jeannie came to me when the storm was at the biggest, loudest, and she crawled into my bed. She was at the bottom of my bed already. She crawled to the head of my bed, and she put her head by my face, and she licked my cheeks. And she licked my cheeks, and she licked my cheeks. And then she snuggled under the blanket in my arms. And she snuggled, and she let me know she was there. She let me know that everything was okay. She let me know that it was okay because she was there with me. And I had nothing to be concerned about. She let me know it's okay. She let me know. I didn't know that she let me know that it was okay. But now, this morning, while I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking that she let me know it was okay. Because how would I have known it was okay if she hadn't let me know it was okay? And she let me know it was okay. And I'm so glad she let me know. Oh, Trudy, slow down. Slow down. Oh, why, Alex? Why should I slow down? Because you're going so fast. Yes, you are. You're going so fast. And you know what you're doing? When you go so fast, you get so active, and there's no way of telling what you're going to do next. Well, I know what I'm going to do next. All right, Trudy, what are you going to do next? I'm going to take my cat, and I'm going to give her a special dish of milk and some special food, because she took such good care of me last night. And her brothers and sisters all sat up and said, I should have taken care of her. Maybe she would have given me a bowl of milk, too. Ha, 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 ha. Well, Trudy told me this story. And she told me how her brothers and sisters all were kind of jealous of her. But then she said, if you ever get worried or get full of something you can't handle, you just come borrow Jeannie. She'll come and she'll snuggle you and she'll love you and she'll help you to know that everything is all right. Oh, Trudy, you're so loving. And all her brothers and sisters just thought she was the greatest little girl in all the world. Oh, boys and girls, here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got all sorts of pixie dust in his bag. He's going to sprinkle it all over you, and he's going to have you go to sleep and have happy, wonderful, beautiful dreams about every lovely thing you could ever imagine. So, snuggle in your beds now. Call your mommy and daddy and say, hey, mommy, daddy, come, give me a hug, give me a hug, give me a kiss. Come on, daddy, mom, hurry up. The Sandman's in the way. He's coming. I'm going to go to sleep, and I want to have my hug. Come on, come on, come on. And they gave their daddies and their mommies a big hug and a big snuggle, slipped under the covers, and off to sleep they went. Well, boys and girls, I'll be by another time. But till I do, you just know that I love you. I love you. I love you.